Yes.
Yes, yes, with the Craig Finnis.
Get rid of him.
Doggo. My dog is not happy.
Oh. No socks. One out of socks.
No, I know I had a pork chop that was not finished. So I went down. He wants his dinner early, but it's not dinner time, not for another half an hour. But before I started, I thought I'll go carve up the pork chop for him. And he saw me carving up the pork chop. And then I put it in his bowl. And then I just switched the lights off and walked out again. Didn't give it to him. And he's like, what the fuck? Hey, everybody, welcome to the Seal Podcast, episode number 152 for the 25th of November, 2022. My name is Fraser. I'm joined on my left by Neil.
Hello.
And on my right by Dave.
Hello.
We all right, gents? Doing all right?
Grumpy.
All right. Well,
more grumpy than normal.
Well, we know why that might be.
Do you?
Yeah, so we'll get on to the footy. Actually, you know what? I want to do just from the start. I just want to give a shout out to Marty, friend of the show. I know he's had a shit week, mate.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's difficult difficult to reply to everything on whatever, and sometimes you don't.
You just don't really know what to say when someone's
going
through
whatever.
Shit,
anyway, really. We're thinking of you, mate. Just wanted to let you know that. And we appreciate you being a friend of the show.
Yes.
So that's it. All right, that's all you're getting. Let's move on to the footy then, Neil. Come on, your baby. Hey, you're full of the joys of football.
Well, no one likes the football, do they? Apparently.
Well, we like the football. It's just.
Do we? I don't know. I didn't like the football tonight. Oh, it's fucking shit. There we go. The Yanks might be happy with a 0-0 draw, but I'm not.
Yeah. They needed a win, didn't they? But
they didn't really have to win either, to be fair. They got 2 points. So. They're all right. They
ooh, could look at that table.
Ooh. Yeah, this is updated from this evening's game. Or this after today's game, so I should say. Fuck knows what's going on with it, though. I don't know if it's worth looking at, because they decided, partway through the first match day, to change the amount of points they were giving to people for goals. I was like, how can you fucking change the amount of points you're giving to people for goals after the fucking competition started? So they're retroactively going back for the first, I don't know how many games. And they've got to update the points. So the table is pretty much meaningless at the moment, I believe. Because basically it was, I believe, 7 points for a defender to score, 5 points for a midfielder, and 3 for a striker. And at some point they decided to change it to 9 points for a defender, 7 points for a midfielder, and 5 points for a striker. I'm not quite sure what point that changed. So no one has a fucking clue how many points they've got at the moment.
Mate, I don't.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, we've been sort of having a little bit of back and forth on this today in the Discord. And, and no offense to Neil. And I will say this, that we all appreciate the hard work that Neil puts in on this show.
It's not that much effort to just create a league, to be honest.
Hey, look, just not.
I'll take your praise.
Shut your mouth and take your fucking praise. All right?
It's 100% more effort than me and Fraser have put.
Exactly. Yes, there is that.
Easy. I don't think you can. You have 100% more? 100% more additional.
100% more than nothing is what? Nothing still? I don't know.
No, it's additional, so he's still okay. He's not multiplying, I don't think. Anyway. We appreciate what you're doing. But yeah, this World Cup fancy footy is a bit odd.
Yeah, there's definitely some weirdness around. I guess it's because it's a World Cup and like all the games are played at separate times until like the final group games.
Wow.
So there is this opportunity for people to, in this game, a version of fancy football, to change your own players rather than leave it so that if one of your players doesn't play, it will automatically sub, which still works. You can manually change your team throughout the game week because a game day lasts from the very first game of round one to the very last game of round one. So
yeah, they call it the game day as well, which is fucking bonkers.
Oh, well, I've always done that, though. I've always called it a game day.
Well, then
because
just
it's game day one. It's like everyone's first game.
Yeah, okay, all right. I get
so
you.
That's
I
always
see.
Pretty well. It's pretty much always been that way as far as I can remember. It's sort of, or some a variation on that theme is how they've referred to these.
Right. I grudgingly let them have that.
But
one,
yeah, so in this fantasy, you can, like, if you're not happy with the performance of one of your players in one of the early games, you can manually sub them out and put in one of the players who hasn't played, and they will take the points instead during that game day.
Oh, I didn't realize you could do that.
Right, I don't know how right. many fucking times it has to be said, Dave, that you still haven't fucking read or understood this, because I made a point of putting in there on the 11th of November, because I went and checked, make sure you read the rules, because there's a load of changes to how we normally play the game. And this was one of the things in there that was like, well, that's a bit weird, but there we go. I'm sure everyone can fucking read, so I won't have to tell them all specifically.
I think I maybe like just skimmed over it and went, oh, I can just change it between the game weeks, but not. I didn't realise in the same game week. Okay, right.
There's just, it's just, I'm not being funny, it's a bit of a shambles as far as I'm concerned. The way they've organised it, the whole fucking changing the points is like...
Is it?
Yeah, you can change your players that have played. So if you've got Harry Kane as captain, for example, you might want to bin him off because he's done fucking today.
Because he can't fucking score.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah. The table as is not going to be how it looks. Because I know that people, for example, had Saka in the first England game, because it was one of the first games to play, only got 5 points for each goal. So he's now obviously got two in that game. I think he's going to get more points. I don't know. Maybe he has got more. He has got the points. I don't fucking know.
Okay. Well, I mean, we should really just talk about this table anyway and where it stands right now. And
basically... that's because you're at the top. This is obviously advantageous to people who've had players play today because they're the only ones who've scored so far during game day two, which started today.
Right.
Okay, I ain't complaining. Well. I was top after first game day. Joint top with Chip. Was it joint top with Chipper Spice? I think I was after the first game day. I don't know if that's the right number of points. That's about the amount of points I thought I was getting. But I don't know how many anyone else is getting.
All right. So I guess we'll have to revisit this next Friday. Everyone enjoying the World Cup as it goes so far?
Well, I've just slept through most of it because it's on too early for me, most of the games.
I found it very difficult to get motivated to watch any of the games.
Okay. I've followed most, to be honest. I've enjoyed.
Well, there's a difference between following them and watching them, right? I mean, there have been some competitions where I've religiously watched every game that I can and enjoyed it. And I just haven't felt that on this one.
It just feels like it's the wrong time of year for the World Cup to be. It's like you've had, normally when there was a World Cup on or a European Championships or whatever. It's like everything's happened, everything else is finished, and you look forward to the World Cup because that's all there is to look forward to. And now it's like, well, we've got the World Cup, but the Premier League will be back on the 26th of December. So it's weird. And it's in a country that people not particularly happy about it being in generally. So, but I haven't watched hardly any games. Personally, I watched today, and that's the first England game. Missed the first England game because it was an early one, and I was asleep, and then woke up. And in fact, I woke up, and it was still going on, despite the fact I thought it should have finished about half an hour ago. How are they still playing? So it was like half an hour of injury time over the 90 minutes or 120 minutes eventually. But yes, we didn't get fuck all injury time today, though. What's that all about?
No.
That's the first game I've seen where we had 1 minute at the end of the first half. I was like, eh? You usually get about 10, don't you?
Yeah, it's because there wasn't a lot of...
There wasn't a load of diving. That's what I think there was. There wasn't a load of players lying on the floor basically trying to cheat the ref and getting told to get up today. So there's one thing, I guess.
Anybody watch the Canada game?
Did.
Who?
You did?
Yeah.
They did all right. They put in a good show.
It was.
I was down the pub, actually.
They gave it a good go. They did us proud. I mean,
who were they playing? They're playing a good team, weren't they?
Belgium.
Oh,
no, they're not good. It's the golden generation for Belgium, but they've got a rubbish manager. A bit like England had when we had the golden generation, when we had the likes of Beckham and Scholes and Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard and fucking Michael Owen and all that. Good defenders, like we haven't got now.
Yeah. Well, it's good for anyway. It's good for Canadian football, so we were pleased with that. They should.
Yeah, they did well.
If they can keep up that momentum, then who knows what they can get out of these next two games. So
who have you got in the rest of your group?
Morocco and Croatia.
Yeah, Morocco. I think they're half decent.
Yeah, you say that every time.
They are, though.
It's like, are people thinking
Iran? Everyone thought Iran was shit. But it's like, Iran are actually probably one of the better teams from that region.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if in relative terms, you know, some of these teams, you can call them shit, but Jesus, they're at the World Cup, right? There's a lot of teams that aren't at the World Cup.
There's only one team that's got there on without merit. Let's put it that way.
And they're gone.
Well, they are out, yeah. But they've still got another game to play, obviously. But yeah, they're out. Hey.
Okay, that's football as far as I'm
well
concerned.
Well done, USA.
Yeah.
We're holding us to a 0-0 draw.
I don't think there's been any... I think most of the games I've watched have been pretty good quality.
The most excited I've ever been was when I saw Richarlison score two goals for Brazil, because everyone's got Neymar and I had Richarlison in the team. He scored two. Because my game week was looking shit until then, I have to say.
Is that what sorted you right out?
Yeah, he was sorting me right out. He's quality. I like Richarlison. He's a massive shithouser, but he's brilliant.
Okay, anything more football?
I think that's done.
All right, good. Let's move on to listener mail.
All right, nice. Going to clip that. Save clip. There we go. I just pressed save clip button on my screen.
All right, in no particular order, let's go. Andy Cox, friend of the show. Nice to hear from Andy. He says, hi, everyone. Hope it's okay to ask. I'm possibly looking at replacing my son's PC. He had the same one that Neil's son had. This has come up today and was just wondering if this spec is okay for the price. Will it last for a few years? Any help would be much appreciated. So he sent us a spec. Did anybody go over this?
I had a look.
What's he got on there? What's it spec? I know
it's an AlphaSync from eBuyer. It's all Black Friday deals.
Yeah. 360 Ti, a Ryzen 5 5600X. 16 gig, and a terabyte SSD. It's $1,000. For a pre-built, I think that's all right.
What I will say is there's others around this price that you can find. But there's a key part of this, I think, this is actually very good, and that's the SSD. It's a 1 terabyte SSD, but it's actually a really good SSD. Whereas a lot of times you get a 1 terabyte SSD, but it's like it's a real basic one.
Yeah.
This is actually a decent Samsung 980.
Yeah.
It's not the latest super fast ones, but it's decent. So.
Yeah. So the CPU could be better. Like you.
For the money, I don't think you can really beat it, to be honest. Like, looking around, the only thing I found, which was also an IE buyer, was a laptop, which is £950.
Right.
Which has an i7, but it's 11th gen, 11800. It's obviously a mobile one as well. It still has 16 gig, and it only has half a terabyte SSD. But obviously, it comes with a screen, and it's got a 3070 in it. So you could plug that into a monitor and all that shit and just basically use it. And then you've still got a laptop at the end of the day.
Yeah, but okay, but look, a 3070 in a laptop, is that going to run as well as a 3060 in a desktop?
Probably not, no.
Yeah, I'd think so.
I don't think so. I just can't wrap my head around the fact that a laptop has no space for like the video cards that we have in our systems with huge fans on them, with massive heat sinks to dissipate all the heat from the massive thousands and billions of calculations they're doing. And yet you can squeeze it down into this laptop that's basically a heat pad, you know, and it's going to have the same performance. I'm under the impression.
Methods, don't they?
I'm not going with that. I am under the impression. Yeah. I get the feeling, and I've never looked into this. I could be talking completely out of my arse, but I think Dave's going to agree with me on this one. There's no way a laptop with the same specs is up to the same task as a desktop.
No, I can't see it. Like, I know it's on paper, maybe, that it says it is, but not for an extended period of time. Not, yeah, no, it's... Yeah, I think maybe for like 10, 15 minutes it might be, and then like the heat will start ramping up and then...
It'll start throttling itself down.
Yeah. Because of the amount of heat that comes out of my computer when I'm playing games, and, you know, it's got fucking... 5 fans on it, and if
well, that's what I mean. Like, because you've got all them fans pumping the heat out. If you just got rid of the fans, the heat just stays in there, and you don't notice.
It's the only thing that's warming up this shed at the moment.
Yeah, so
yeah, I'm not convinced. I don't think a laptop recommends.
Well, I think a 3070 on a laptop is still better than a 3060 in a desktop because it's a 3070 and it has more cores, it has more stuff. So.
No, I think for a pre-built, I think that's it's not value for money. It's okay. You know, you can't really grumble at it.
PCs are still not cheap, even though there's no super deals that I've seen. Was definitely mentioned anyway. The one he's put on here was on I think it was Rock Paper Shotgun putting on their best deals. That was one pulled out.
Like, if you really wanted to get the best deals, obviously buy your own. Go on to Part Picker UK. You could probably find all the parts on this. I'm not sure about the case. The case might be a...
there's some deals on some nice cases, actually.
And you could build it for 800. But you've got to buy it all from the different bits.
And put it together.
Have the tools, put it together. Install it yourself. I can't see that it's the one on eBuyer is overclocked or anything, but you would have that option if you were doing it yourself. You could follow some guides and
overclock. I think these actually put proper parts in here as well. Like it's got branded parts. It tells you that like it's a Corsair power supply. It's an Asus motherboard. You know, it's not like they bundle a load of like a Dell where you get loads of shit in there.
Yeah.
So. It's decent to me. It's got proper parts in there, like, and it will be upgradable if you choose to do so. You can whip bits and pieces out of it.
Yeah.
No worries.
0% offers available. We can get a 0% interest for 12 months off PayPal as well. So, 100 quid a month for 10 months. Pay it off.
Yeah. Jump on it. Or not. Choice is yours.
I think if I was in the market for a PC and I had a grand,
yeah, I'd take some beating for a grand. Put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Andy. Well, I hope that helps. Okay. Next, we have an email from GakkaJ1. I believe he's sitting there in the Twitch stream too. Hello. He says, hi chaps, thought I'd send you an email this week. Over my life, I have spent an awful lot of time in pubs. With the World Cup going on, I have unfortunately been in a few dodgy or not so good pubs. I keep doing this to myself, despite being old enough to know better. I never learn. What three things make a pub or bar for the Canadian great to you? Discount the obvious things. Good beer selection, good staff, and cleanliness not allowed. He says the things he likes are setting, being on a river is usually a great sign, but so is off the beaten track, down a few side streets, inner city style, conversation, background, and or with friends and strangers, ambient noise, relaxed chitter chatter, good music, not blaring, but just so you can hear it and appreciate it. Cheers, keep up the good work, GakkaJ1.
Well, I'm assuming
that last one's definitely a key, I reckon.
Well, from that, I'm guessing GakkaJ1's probably about 45, 50. Just I was like, yeah, those are the kind of things that I like.
Like, you're not 45.
No, we know.
He says he's 49, so not a bad shout.
But yeah, there's definitely an age where like I'd prefer loud music and... You know,
you went to the fucking Biffy Clyro 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know, but that's, you know, I'm not socialising or I'm not just sort of drinking at the place.
I can't stand it going to the pub and you can't fucking speak to someone.
Well, that's it. Like, when you're you know, single and between the ages of 16 and...
When you might want someone to not actually hear what you're saying, because you're just talking shit most of the time.
Yeah, right.
Then that's fine, but yeah, like, later on after that, it's more about, yeah, sitting down, I don't know, getting the dominoes out, or...
Dominoes? Wait, we're not 70.
Get the cards for bridge. Oh, no, it's not bridge. Is it dominoes? No. Bridge? Oh, I can't remember.
Bit of, what do we always play gin rummy when we get the cards out.
A shithead, I think, was the last game I played.
Shithead? I haven't played that in fucking donkeys.
Yeah, that was our big game at university, that was.
Yeah. That's how long ago, yeah.
Anyway, I can't stand TVs in pubs. Like, there's too many. Here they have a lot of bars. They tend to...
Sports bars.
Sports bars, yeah, with big TV. I'm not into those sorts of places. There's a very generic style of bar over here, which is sort of the sports bar. They probably maybe tied to a restaurant with the bar off to the side, TVs everywhere. Everybody ordering fucking jugs of
Budweiser,
of fucking bullshit beers, and not that I ever had a problem drinking those bullshit beers, by the way, I love them.
That's wings, definitely one you don't see over here.
Wings and stuff like that. It's just, I'm not really into that. You know, I much prefer to find something probably a little bit more grubby. I quite like grubby, you know, a little bit more, not grubby, like not dirty, filthy, but just maybe, you know, has some wear and tear. It's been around.
When you go to
the
toilets,
you know?
Do you want it to be sparkly clean or do you want it to stink like piss?
No, I like it to be clean. Yeah. But
so you go to the toilet and it's basically everyone's just pissed on the floor. You're like,
it's
great.
Character, isn't it? That's what you want. I mean, these cookie cutter bars that are in these sort of complexes here.
You don't want a Weatherspoons. Like, you just definitely don't want a Weatherspoons. Although they don't play music there, and they don't really... Do they have TVs? I don't know.
No, they don't.
But they also have a fucking twat of an owner. So, yeah, don't
I mean, we had a good laugh when we did our SEAL meetup.
Yeah, that was a nice pub, I thought. That was quite
jukebox.
Clean.
The jukebox was pretty cool, you know.
I think that was a pretty good pub.
It was a great pub, yeah.
It was like, that was
That was your choice, wasn't it?
Well, it was just a complete fluke how good it was. I just saw it had like 4.8 stars on Google or whatever. I was like, well, it's only down the road. Let's give it a go. It was fine.
No. Yeah. But
yeah. So,
good, cool bar stuff. They seem pretty cool. Yeah, jukebox. Like, yeah, it's got to have, it can't have too much shitty fucking
They had a bit of trouble.
They
had a bit of trouble just doing a sparkling water. I mean, the ingredients are
That's a bit because you asked for a fucking club soda. No one knows what a club soda is outside of the fucking North America.
Oh, it's my fault, is it? It's my fault
that
I ordered
for a weird drink that no one fucking orders.
I didn't ask for a weird drink. Okay. The fucking bar staff, they're brilliant, aren't they? I'd like a club soda, please. Well, rather than me ask the guy, what the fuck is that? I'll just fucking grab a couple of things off the shelf.
You said it was in right pub a minute ago, and now you're fucking dissing them.
No, I said it was good. The music was good. You said the bar staff were great. They're fucking incompetent.
It was just the one
fools.
Guy. I didn't have a clue what was going on. Mm. Well, I swear he was American.
He didn't know what club soda. No wonder they kicked him out.
Yeah, what was now the last thing? Yeah, music's decent music though. Like, I have a wide variety of tunes that I will happily listen to, but anything that starts playing fucking S Club 7 or any bullshit like that, you're like, what the fuck is this?
I don't know. I think you've got to have those random mixed songs.
Anyone who's playing anything on the Tesco playlist, no. I can tell you, because we have that.
Pool table I like. I like
I'm not that fussed about pool table.
Yeah.
Pretty important if you want to play pool.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. It depends on how drunk you are. Nah.
Oh, okay. But before we start naming every pub amenity, let's...
I'd like there to be some decent beers.
What about the setting? Where do you like your pubs to be? Does it really matter?
I think within walking distance or within like travel distance.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like, better than a short walk back from your local, is there? Right?
Or from walk back from London.
But at least, well, I was going to say, at least we just jumped on the train. It wasn't just jumping on the train.
Yeah, it was just, I didn't jump on the train, that's for sure. I think I fucking stumbled everywhere. We've got a couple of nice canal side pubs here. Which are nice in summer. It's nice to sit, but in the summer by the water is good. It's nice. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not that bothered about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
In the winter, in the winter, a nice fire. That's good. A nice wall fire.
Dog.
It's cold in the winter.
I do love a good country pub. A good country pub, nice and cozy. Yeah.
There's a
gastro, pub.
Doesn't have to be a gastro pub.
No, I don't like food being served at it. Well, like pub food, like literally like pie and
what,
chips.
What, lasagna and chips?
Or, or they do curry night and it's like just a korma and chips.
Hey,
I
went to my local, where I took Fraser the first time I saw him. They had quiz night on Wednesday. They had curry night at the same time. And it was they did a chicken tikka masala and a vegetable madras. And the vegetable madras was pretty fucking good, I have to say.
Was it pucker?
It was pucker.
You
were going to say something about curries, Dave.
Quiz night, definitely a good... Happy with quiz a night. Quiz night or two.
Yeah, curry night. I'm not fussed about quiz. I think quiz is a good distraction if you're with people that you don't really want to talk to, because
or they've got Canada on the football.
But no, I don't know. I haven't been to the pub proper for a long time. We haven't got any local ones around here, so like the only ones that we go to is in town, and it's a fucking mission.
What to get into town?
We got to sort out taxes. It's getting better now because my little one's a bit older that we can actually just leave her at home. So before we had to fucking sort out.
You managed to get up that hill on your own, do you? Afterwards.
Yeah.
So Gaka Jay has just said into the chat, he says, for Fraser, I had my first kiss at the old trout and barred from the donkey house, which wouldn't make much sense to most people, but to me that makes perfect sense.
Are they Windsor pubs?
Well, the old trout was a very, very... quite a famous old pub. It's not there anymore, but they used to put on live bands there, and like the amount of famous bands that have been through there was just great. Saw a load of really good indie bands there too. So that's a legendary pub.
We had a donkey, pub like that in town.
Donkey House. Well, the Donkey House he's mentioned there.
Aphex Twin. Fuck off. You had Aphex Twin at the old trout.
Probably. In Spiral Carpets. My sister saw the Pixies
band,
there.
Is it? Yeah, they sound like pub bands. Aphex Twin doesn't sound like a pub band.
Well, I don't know. Was Aphex Twin? I think that I may have left Windsor by that point. I'm not sure, but yeah, who knows? Why couldn't Aphex Twin go?
Just doesn't seem like the sort of thing that you'd have in the pub, does it?
It's not a pub. Yeah, but it wasn't really a pub. Like it was like a venue attached to the
pub. Was it like Roadmenders Cafe? Do you know Roadmenders, Dave? That's a Northampton venue.
Yeah, Roadmenders is a big...
Is that still there?
It is. Yeah,
that was dirty. That was a fucking filthy place when I went there.
Yeah, that was very dirty. But they have like all big bands going through and DJs and stuff. It's a big old venue, like three or four massive halls with a bar in each and then a big bar sort of attached to it. And yeah, Northampton's actually quite big for music. We've had Nirvana go through when they were there in their heyday. They played at Roadmender.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Like Moby.
Yeah, Roadmenders does a bit of everything. That's like that's more than a pub, though. I wouldn't describe
that
as more, a pub.
Yeah, it is open for drinking, but yeah, like when there's nobody in, it's just literally like a little room, cheap beer. But yeah, when big places are on, but
yeah, we had a pub called the Wheat Sheaf downtown, and loads of that was like the rock heavy place. It was just always bands on every Saturday, and like the people who ran it. They've moved on to another venue in town, Crooked Crowbar, which does a bit of all sorts, but we ain't been there. I wasn't a Wheat Sheaf local, but one of my mates I worked with, he was just there all the fucking time. But it was a pretty cool pub. Every Wheat Sheaf by law has to be a bit rocky, says Gaka J1.
Yeah, he's not right. He's not wrong. Okay, thanks very much, Gaka J1. Appreciate that. Be interesting to see what other crossovers we have, if you know the local
the old haunts
that I did. I used to enjoy the William. That was one of my places I used to go, and the Art Centre.
I thought that was a euphemism for something, the William.
Yeah. Lord's Quiz. Okay, it's quiz time. Okay. Lord, who totally redeemed himself last week with his
I've got a little confession to make. When I just copied and pasted everything from
you copied the answers Discord. Over, didn't you?
I just copied the big block and I was like, I wonder if this copies the answers. And I went, oh yeah, it does. So I had to delete them. So I know the answer to the first one. So I'm not participating.
All right. Well, let's go. First one. First question. What year was the Xbox 360 released? What year was the Xbox 360 released? I think it was 2005. That's my guess.
I think it was 2004.
Ooh, that's pretty early.
Late 2004, like December or something.
Oh, yeah?
Where are we talking? Like, is it America?
Did they
or
come out? Oh, I don't know. I didn't get mine until March of the year it came out. Or the year after it came out, because it was obviously it came out in November.
So are we assuming UK, because we were all in the UK at that time, or?
It came out in the November. Well, maybe it came out a few weeks, a couple of weeks after.
What's the answer?
It was in the same year.
Right, okay.
The answer was 2005.
Let's go. Yeah, Dave may choose to take that to a judge's decision if he wishes.
I got mine in 2006.
In New Zealand.
Question number two. What year was Steam released?
It was the orange box, wasn't it?
Is it the orange box or was it just Half-Life?
No, Half-Life was part of the orange box. And
yeah, was it Half-Life 2 in the orange box?
What's the orange box got to do with any of this?
The orange box was a collection of Half-Life like Portal, and Source.
All the Source games.
Yeah,
I know what this.
So it was that was the launcher for all of the separate games as part of that.
As part of the Steam service.
I thought Steam came out with Half-Life, the original Half-Life.
Oh, maybe I'm misremembering it.
You might be right. I don't know.
I think I saw something a couple of weeks ago where people were getting like the badge numbers, but I can't remember what it was.
25, I think it was.
No, it's not that long. Fucking internet hasn't been around that long.
Oh, I'm going to say 97.
So when Steam came out?
Yeah.
No way.
Well, when did Half-Life come out? It's not fucking... It can't be... It's old.
It's not that old, is it?
Is it not?
I don't know. I think Steam...
Pretty fucking old.
I think Steam's 20 years.
Yeah, well, I was going to say 2002. That's what I was going to say. So... The answer is...
Dave, what did Dave say?
97.
97. Oh, for fuck's sake. 2003.
Oh! Close. Yeah, I was way off. You guys were the closest. I don't know why. I thought it was like... I was thinking around like end of school when I was doing it. No, obviously not.
I seem to remember everyone thought it was shit when it came out, didn't they?
Still. Yeah. Well, because it was literally... Yeah, there was nothing to it.
Now it's just PC gaming. This doesn't happen on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Chris Tarrant's daughter just pokes her head through the door. Says, Dad. I don't know if she's got if he's got a daughter, to be fair. I know he's got a son. He's a DJ on Radio X. We're just filling for time. He's still talking. Put a little bit of lift music in there.
Sorry, I get my kids. It's like Piccadilly Central in here tonight. Where were we? Okay. I'm about to ask question three. Correct. Point for Neil. In what year did the Nintendo 64 get discontinued? In what year did the Nintendo 64 get discontinued? Now, as far as I can remember, I think the GameCube came out in 2003 or 2004?
I think it's 3 or 4.
But the Nintendo 64 wasn't discontinued straight away.
Really?
I think the support for it disappeared very quickly.
Well, like it did for the GameCube.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 2004.
Wow.
See, I'm going to go with 2006.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Dave, you're posting some big answers.
Well, I'm going for 2001. Because I don't have a fucking clue about anything Nintendo.
Yeah, you're well aware, I think, mate.
I think, when did it come out? Because I'm thinking of a seven-year cycle. And I think it was 96, 97 that it got released.
Was it as late as
And then there was some... I thought it was... Yeah, I think it was supported for quite a long time.
Hang on a minute.
Past GameCube.
It's only just been 25 years of PlayStation, hasn't it? Was it 26 years of PlayStation or something we're in now? What was PlayStation?
It was PlayStation 1. That was the first one.
Yeah, I know it was PlayStation. Well, at the time, it was just PlayStation.
Not the Xbox One. That's like recent.
Yeah. Because that's a similar... That killed off fucking Nintendo, didn't it? Was that... It was way after 64. Sega, what came out at the same time as a Nintendo 64 then? What was the other console? Huh?
PS2.
PS2?
Yep.
As late as that?
And the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast. Yeah, that's the one. I was trying to think, because I had a Sega Saturn, but I was like, that was PS1.
Or PlayStation. No, was it PlayStation was the same time as 64, wasn't it?
No,
PlayStation was the same time as Nintendo 64.
Was that?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. They were both breaking ground on 3D then.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going 2001.
Sorry, right. I went a bit too much with PS2. All right, okay, what we got? What's the answer?
The answer is, oh, for fuck's sake. It's 2002.
Oh, we've all missed it again. All right. Okay. Well, then
three strikes were out.
I'm the only one who got a question right. Number one.
I can't.
Oh, I got that one right, but I've read the answer. So.
I was way off in my estimates on that.
Oh well.
Ah, damn.
Who cares? We're only a gaming podcast.
Who cares? Thanks, Lord.
Okay. Thanks, Lord. Awesome as usual. Okay. Let's move on to what we've been doing. Does anybody like to start? Dave, do you want to start us off?
I bought a new phone.
Oh, you would get a new phone every fucking few weeks or something.
No, this is my only new phone. No,
it's just he has to make major purchases every week. That's what he does.
So it's Black Friday, so.
I bought a iPhone. No, not an iPhone. I bought a Pixel 6.
Oh, yeah. They're
on
off, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're about 100 quid off on Amazon at the moment. Being Black Friday, I had a Pixel 4a. So it was a...
What, was that your phone?
What?
Your phone was a 4a Pixel?
Yeah. But why do you say was that your phone?
I just don't remember you having that. I thought you had like a fucking... not a Huawei. You had a... I remember you having a Huawei.
I did have a Huawei. No, I've had that Pixel 4 for about 2.5 years now.
Wow.
Oof.
So
must be chugging now.
It was getting long in the tooth.
My son's got a Pixel 4a and I've told him it's fine.
If you want a spare one, you can have mine. I looked on selling it. It was like 36 quid to sell it. It was like,
really?
No, I really just have it as a spare.
For a 2.5-year-old phone, that's all you can get.
It's because it was... It's the lower end of the Pixel phones. It's the A version.
It's like an iPhone mini, but not, obviously about a quarter of the price in the first place.
Yeah right.
Yeah, so, there was nothing wrong with my 4A, but it was definitely getting slow.
Definitely wasn't cool.
Well, none of the Pixel phones are cool anyway.
Pixel 7 looks pretty cool.
Yeah. Give it 6 months.
They keep advertising it during the World Cup, so it must be good.
The only good phones are Samsung's and Apple. They're the only ones that the kids want.
No, they only want iPhones. Kids only want iPhones.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. They've all been fucking brainwashed.
I bought that and changed everything over and updated all my apps and all my banking and everything, and it took a bit longer than...
Don't you just sign in? And it just goes. Everything works. Just takes 12 an hour for it to download everything. What did you go to? From a pixel to a pixel, and it was a ball ache, really?
It's not a ball ache. It's just where you got to re-sign into everything. Yeah, it's like every app that you go onto is like, you haven't signed in.
We don't recognize this browser.
Yeah, it's like, sign in, so fuck off. But no, it was fine. You know, it took about 3 or 4 days to get everything done. The camera is much better. It's got wireless charging. The battery is like, instead of only like 12 to 14 hours of charge on a normal use, I actually get a full day of charge out of it now. Both it being a bigger battery and it being a new battery. So I'm happy with that. It was it's quite a good deal, really. The Pixel 7's out, so that brought the price of the Pixel 6 down, and then it's been Black Friday, so it's whacked another 100 quid off. So what should have been like a 550 quid phone, it was 300.
And that's for a full size 6, is it?
Yeah. Happy with that. That was it. What else? Been watching the World Cup. It's been nice being in the den and working from home, because I just have the football on the TV. Although I'm getting a bit of a sore neck. Going, fucking hell, what's going on? No, nothing. I should have like a little mirror here. Just put the mirror. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of those cycling mirrors, little ones that clip on. Just a little tiny mirror for the one eye.
I'm enjoying working from home at the moment. It's quite good with the World Cup. The only other thing that's really happened is the missus has been extremely ill the last day or two with what appears to be COVID. So we're waiting for some tests to be delivered so she can have a test. Whether it's just a bad flu or COVID or not, I don't know.
So how many will that be? Number 3?
That'll be number 3 for her. Yeah.
Jeez.
So
there's a lot of stuff going around that is very much like COVID, but it's not COVID.
It's because COVID doesn't exist, man.
All right. Apparently. Or maybe the tests just don't work anymore because it's changed so much that they don't fucking detect what it is going around now. But my son, we've had a few illnesses in the house. Touch wood, I haven't had any yet. And we were like, better get to do a COVID test then. It's not been COVID so far. So.
So that's been that as well. So I've been, running around like a blue ass fly.
Well, she excluding from the family, so just in case it is COVID, aka having a rest.
She's in the bedroom at the moment. Yeah. So you do what you got to do. So, luckily, my daughter's been off school Friday, and she'll be off on Monday as well because teacher training, random days.
Weird time of year.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Is that when they're doing all their Christmas shopping?
Sounds about right. But yeah, that's about it, really. Just doing that and working and, chilling.
All right. Okay. Should I go next?
Yeah, come on. You can if you like.
Sure, okay. You got some bits on there.
I got 3 things here. First one, furnace. So Sunday. Was it Sunday? Or Saturday, I can't remember. I think it was it was probably the Saturday. Anyway, the furnace wasn't working on the Saturday, and I couldn't figure out why.
So when you say your furnace, what you mean? You like central heating?
Central heating wasn't working. Sorry, and I say I couldn't figure out why. I knew exactly why because I opened it up, and basically they have what's on there, a power venter, and it was sloshing around. So there was liquid in it. There was water in the venter motor, right? Which had happened to it before. Yeah,
a venter motor. What is this?
Yeah. So basically. Old style furnaces would burn the gas.
A furnace, you're calling a boiler.
Just listen. Old style furnaces would burn the gas, right? And then the products of combustion, e.g., the exhaust gas, was nice and hot and goes up a chimney and out, right? That's the old way that it used to work.
Yeah.
That's not very efficient, right?
Not at all.
So the way, so what they do is they add in an additional heat exchanger, and they pull even more heat out of the gas, right? Out of the exhaust gas, they pull as much heat as they can to get the efficiency up there in the 90% range, right? The problem is the exhaust gases then are too cool to vent up a chimney, right? They don't go up because they're not hot enough. So you'd use what's called a power venter, which is basically like a fan, which runs an
just a fan, but they call it a power venter to make it sound exciting.
Well, because it's not really a fan, okay? Technically, it's not a fan. No, but technically, it's not a fan. So if you'd like to go into the semantics of what the difference is between fans, blowers, and drives, and all that sort of stuff, we can do that, all right? But I'm not going to, okay?
You started this conversation.
I know, but you're doing your typical chipping in and throwing in all of that. Well, it's just a fan. Why are they fucking calling it that? Because it's not a fucking fan. That's why, mate.
All right.
Anyway, I had condensation had been building up and for some reason was in there. And I fixed it on the Friday. And I was like, okay, that's fine. It's good. It's worked. Anyway, I wake up on the Saturday. And I'm like, it's fucking freezing in the house. And I'm like, oh, shit. Anyway, I spent the whole of Sunday. I must have ripped the whole furnace apart. I took the power venter out. I took all the condensate traps out. I took everything out. Fucking put it all back together. Didn't work. Worked. And then didn't work. And I was like, oh, shit. And I started to panic, right? Because it's wintertime pretty much. And until finally,
you're gonna have to call somebody out. And
no, I'm not. Well, I was worried.
That's why I stopped. Really started sweating thinking about actually paying someone to fucking do it properly.
Yeah, of course, mate. That was the big thing you're trying to avoid. Spot on.
That's what you're trying to avoid.
Well, why wouldn't I? Right?
Because it's fucking gas.
No, it's not. It's not the gas. Well, don't worry about that. Anyway, and yeah. Anyway, so it turned out like I had a problem with my condensate drain line, which was creating a back pressure. Anyway, fucking fixed it. Finally fixed it.
Drill the hole out.
No, do not drill. No. Tidied everything up, made sure everything was clear and clean and
just
whatever.
Just put a hairdryer on it for a little while.
And just got it all sorted out. So that was good. It was like a monumental victory, but not without its stresses for a Sunday, which I didn't appreciate. But so I was, so I was sort of pleased.
Save that for a work day in future, eh?
Well, yeah, I don't know. It took me quite a bit of time over the day, so I don't think I'd want to. Anyway, so that was interesting, and I'm glad I got that sorted out. So for all your furnace repair needs or explanations, the difference between fans and blowers. Cheers. Look at that. Tea delivered to me. Thank you very much. So I got that done. And then my wife's slow leak in one of her tires, right? It's tires. That's tire with an I, Neil, not with a Y.
No, it is not. Tire with an I means you're getting tired. Like you're
not
sleeping.
Not over here.
Well, what do you call getting, how do you spell getting sleepy?
Fraser's getting tired of the tires. There you go.
I'm very tired of tires. So she's a slow leak, and so every few weeks I'm fucking like, oh shit, yeah, that needs some more air. And I saw it on Sunday, and I went and took the dog out for a walk, and I came back, my wife had gone to Toronto, and I was like, shit, I wanted to get that pumped up because it was pretty low, I could see it was. And I said, and so I phoned her and I said, okay, well, you know, and it was low, just make sure you don't, when you come back tonight, I'll do it tomorrow morning, and then it'll be pumped up again. And I pumped it up, and there was a little bubble on the sidewall.
Oh, dear.
And I was like, that's not right. And I knew it wasn't right. I knew straight away. I was like, well, that's the tire fucked, right? And apparently that's a sign that the belting in the sidewall has come apart, whatever.
Yeah. That's which the is internal bad. Structure is
the internal, the internal structure of the thing you're driving 100 kilometers an hour down the highway has been compromised. So I knew straight away. I was like, that's it. No more driving on that tire. Right. I'll get it booked in. And so I booked it in, took it to the tire place on Tuesday. They got it done. I picked it up at the end of the day, put a new tire on. Anyway, I come back from walking the dog and I look at the tire and I go, that tire doesn't look like the other tires. And I'm like, because I bought the tires from them, right? And I was like, can you just replace the other? Fine, we'll just get the same tire. And I look at it and it's a completely different fucking tire, right? And I'm like, I look at it, the tread on it, and I go, that's a snow tire. And none of the other tires are snow tires. And no wonder, and like when I took it from them, I was driving it. I was like, this doesn't feel right. You know, you could just feel it in the steering. Something wasn't quite.
Ah, it must be the new tread. Maybe
it's because it's got air in it finally. You know, I'm not used to it. And then I checked all the numbers on the tires. Like, and I phoned them up. I went, dude, you guys put the fucking wrong tire on. They're like, oh, shit. Okay, bring it back in. So I had to go back in today.
Try not to crash it on the way in.
I was going to say, did you do some donuts on it? Or
no. So I tried to stop on the ice, but I went round in one direction because only one tire was gripping. Yeah. So I had that all to sort out today. So back and forth. Because the problem is my wife's not around. So every time I have to take the car, right, I have to walk back from the tire store, which has been a break. My tire store is 8 miles
away. Don't you have friends?
No, I don't have any friends.
8 miles?
No, it's you not. Walk it's, eight around, miles. It's not. It's only around the corner.
Did you take a dog with you?
I did the first time, yeah. I was using it. But even today, I was just like, I can't be bothered to take the dog. Because it's not really like nice dog walking. It's like you have to come back through major streets and stuff like that. It's not like. So that was a bit of a.
You should have had someone to talk to, though, wouldn't you?
The tire guys. Yeah. Who are all Italian. So you can rest assured I had some good old.
I bet they're well. constant football banter.
Yeah. Well, I went in and I was talking to Dominic, who's the tire guy, right? Who owns the place. And he was.
That's a great Italian name, by the way.
And I was going, oh, yeah. Like, they're all proper Italians, right? It's so funny. I've known them for a long time. I used to work near them. And I was giving him some talking to him about the World Cup, giving him a bit of stick or whatever like that. And I said, I can't remember what I said, but he goes, here you go. Maybe you need some of this stuff. And he pulls this box out and he's got all the fucking gear, right? He's got all the Italian car flags. He's got the bonnet fabric for the whole body. He goes, put this on your bonnet. I go, mate, I ain't putting that. And he holds up a flag and he goes, well, we'll let someone else have a chance now. And this flag's got all the years they won on top of it. And that's just like,
still be good in 4 years, will it?
Put it away for another 4 years. So that was anyway fun. And it was new vinyl week this week for me. I ordered some new vinyl.
You didn't go to the shop, your local vinyl shop.
You know, I've been
vinyl
to
for the floor, or vinyl for the planter.
I did that the other day. I went to the store down the, I found a new vinyl shop not too far away, and I did that the other day. But I find it's potluck if they've got anything that I want. Yeah. Whereas if I order online, I'm specifically dialing in and getting what I want. So I ordered 5 albums. 3 of them were for a band called Saga, which is like an old late 70s, early 80s Canadian sort of prog rock, sort of rock band.
Saga is definitely known for being for old people over here, that's for sure. Yeah.
And what is that anyway?
It's just like old people holidays, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so I got those, and they're specifically one of their third album. I got their first, second, third, and fourth. I already own their first album, so I got their second, third, and fourth albums. Because I really wanted the fourth one, but the guy had the second and third, so I bought those as well. Fucking second album is great. I love it. It's got, I know what I like. I really know what I like from like the late 70s, early 80s now. It's like, I want to hear some guitar, prog rocky type guitar, good licks. I like to imagine I'm watching a band live too when I listen to this stuff, right? But I want some really odd, weird shit synthesizer stuff going on in there as well. Like, that's it's what I want. It's what I like. So this bit, those had it all. And the other two albums I bought were Jethro Tull albums, which I'd never really.
Hey, that was an answer. That was an answer in our quiz on Wednesday night. Jethro Tull.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
We like, related it. To the band or related to?
It was related. The question was something around. I can't remember. It was like, what is a such and such and this and that, and it was Jethro Tull. It was obviously one of them was a band, a prog rock band. But it was also, I fucking can't remember what it was, a character from something or other.
No, well, Jethro Tull, wasn't he a historical figure?
Yeah, something like, was he just a historian? I can't remember, or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Whatever, something like that.
Yeah, so they're real prog rock, In fact, the one first, I've only listened to one of the albums so far.
Lots of flute action going on in Jeffrey's
house. This one, it's like, I looked it up and they call it folk. It's part of their folk rock trilogy, apparently. And it's the third album in their folk rock trilogy. And it is the sort of thing where you're listening to it and it goes, this sounds like a bard is trying to tell me a story here. And then it cuts to
no words.
And then it cuts to, no, with loads of words. And then it cuts to, and maybe some flutes and shit. And then it cuts to some really good, heavy, grinding axe work, right? And you're just like, yes, this is folk rock at its finest. So I've really enjoyed my vinyl pickups this week. Jethro Tull and Saga. Like,
Jethro Tull going up on the Spotify charts as a result of this conversation.
Perhaps. They're very, very prolific and successful, apparently. Indeed. I don't really know. I don't know.
You've never heard of Jethro Tull?
I've heard of them. Otherwise, I wouldn't have bought the albums, but I did. But I've never listened to them. So I sort of bought them sight
unseen. I don't think I've heard any of their stuff, to be fair.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Dave didn't chip in there, so I guess he's not a Jethro Tull fan.
I've never heard of him. Literally just looked him up.
Well, you should be checking him out, Dave. I reckon you'd like it.
You need to be going back in time, Dave, and
I say this having
to
never
troll through
to
some of this, so the older stuff.
Well, apparently they're a British rock band forming Blackpool.
Yeah.
In 1967.
Probably did everything they could to get out of Blackpool.
Initially playing the blues, rock, and jazz fusion.
Yeah, I think there's all over the shop, different types, you know, different types of...
Pretty famous, I'd say.
Depending on the year. Yeah. Yeah, well, their albums are over here, so they obviously went international. So there you go. All right, Neil, come on, take us through what you've got on your list here.
Right, well, there's not a lot going on here. I had a little PC panic the other day, though.
I saw this. I wanted to...
wasn't a police constable panic, like a fucking weird character, I think. But I know. It was, I turned my computer on the other day and it was fine. Everything booted up fine. And all of a sudden, something on my computer just started going. I was like, what the fuck is going on there? Quickly shut it down. I was like hoping that's obviously a fan, but which one is it? Because if it's one of my really important ones, then that's bad. Like on a CPU cooler or a graphics card or something like that. So I just quickly shut it down. So, like, okay, get all the sides off, unplugged it from the wall. And while I was there, I was like, pretty fucking dusty, so I better give it a bit of a clean in there. But then I was like, well, I can't see anything obvious. And there was no wires touching any of the fans or anything, because it was obviously sounded like a fan hitting something constantly. And I was a bit
Did you try and move all the fans?
So I literally spun all the fans while it was off, and it was like, I can't really tell anything's going wrong with any of these fans. So I turned it back on. I was like, oh, it's okay. And then it went again. I was like, what the fuck? So then, because I'd left the side off, obviously, and I was like, okay. Looking at my graphics card, all the fans appear to be going around fine.
That's good.
CPU cooler, that's going around fine. They're all going around fine. That's going around. All of my fans appear to be going around fine. I was like, so I just like had to listen in to see which one was.
Did you get a stethoscope?
No, I didn't have. That would have been daft, wouldn't it? I've got my ears. So it turns out, basically, the fan at the back of my PC was obviously vibrating, like it's wobbling or something when it spins. It was one of the cheap shit fans that came with my case. Because when I put, basically, the way I found out was I just touched the middle of each fan in turn to stop them until one of them stopped making noise. And it was the one at the back. I was like, okay, obviously that one.
It was a fan and not a power venter.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it was a power venter. It was a heat venter.
Is it venting?
It was venting
with
heat.
Power? Maybe it is a power venter.
Could be. Who knows? But I call them fans. So anyway, I've just taken it out. Left it off because I was like, oh, I could buy some new ones from Black Friday. But I was like, at the end of the day, I checked my temperatures while I was running games. And I was like, well, it's not getting that hot, so I don't fucking need it anyway. So I just left it off, just taking it out.
There you go.
Because the way my CPU cooler is, it pushes the air that way through the back anyway. So I'm like, as long as it's not getting hot, it's fine. So it's just a bit quieter now because there's one less fan running in my PC. And it was a cheap fan, which is a noisy one. So that's it. Might buy a TV. There's a wicked deal on Richer Sounds if you're a VIP on a massive TV.
There was some really good 65-inch deal.
Yeah, it was a 65-inch Samsung QD OLED job. And I was like, that's like... It's normally $2,500 or something, and it's 1,400 quid. And I was like...
Yeah. How much? 1,400 quid? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you need it?
It's like, I don't need it. I would quite like it, though.
Nobody needs a 65-inch. Don't,
no, exactly. I've got a 55 up there. Do I need a 65? I looked at it. I was measuring it up while my missus was on a work call. I was just like standing there with a tape measure. She didn't ask what I was doing afterwards. I was a bit like,
She's been married to you long enough. She's just like,
she knows. She fucking knows. She's like, if you really want a new TV, just buy a new TV. I'm not going to argue with it. It's like, she's the one that watches it most of the time anyway, to be fair. It's like, does she really need a bigger TV to watch Murder, She Wrote on? I don't know. But apparently it'll make Murder, She Wrote look nicer because it's got a better processor in it and it makes old content look even better than it does now.
Or you just really put like that into your place, into your room and just make
well,
make
I'd move the one that's up there, like a 55 OLED somewhere else, obviously.
So well, that's got to go into
I could just mount that on the wall here behind me. And I could just then turn around and play on the TV, big TV screen.
Wait a second. Yeah. So the 65 would replace what, the 55?
Yeah.
Isn't that the one you just bought like a year ago or something?
Mate, no, that's the 2019 model I've got. It doesn't seem that long ago that I got it, but it must be because it's the 2019 model.
Okay.
That's 3 years ago.
Oh my God. Better get rid of
nearly
it.
Nearly 4 years because they come out in February normally.
The lies we tell ourselves to her.
So, you know, so obviously my TV is decent. I don't, there's nothing wrong with my TV. There's something wrong with the other TV in the back room.
Yeah.
It's got dead pixels on it. So I'm like, it's a bit annoying.
Yeah, seeing dead pixels. That's good. See, I'm eyeing up a new TV for the end of the year, hopefully.
Mm.
But that's because I fucking hate my TV downstairs. I fucking hate it. Shit.
Where? In your basement?
In my basement, yeah.
Hmm. It's is just, that where you just, watch most of your TV?
I don't really. But the thing is, I don't really watch TV down there much. No, we mostly watch it upstairs.
So you've replaced the one that's upstairs then? You get a good TV for upstairs and move the okay-ish TV downstairs then?
Possibly,
that's what
yeah.
I tend to do. That's what I tend to do. It's like I've got three TVs basically in the house. One of them's never on. That's in this room. There's one in the back room that's occasionally on. And then there's the one upstairs, which is the main one. So they tend to just rotate until one of them goes to the tip, obviously, because it's like worth fuck all. It's not worth selling because it'll be worth about a fiver, the one that ends up going.
Oh, look at old Mr. taking a fiver down the tip.
I literally burn fucking...
Oh, don't sell tennis on fucking eBay. Just
no, it's just
going to
have someone moaning.
I never did get rid of that bloody TV that I sold on it.
Where is it now?
Still in the garage.
Nice.
But I just can't be asked to take it to the tip because it's too fucking big. The guy who's supposed to pay me, like the actual eBay thing expired, and I've got no way of contacting him now. So he's like, I guess.
But he never paid you, right?
No. No, he put the bid in and the bid was accepted, but because it wasn't finalized, I didn't get the payment.
Yeah.
But I still had to pay fucking... And a couple of quid to put the.
Can't you donate it to somebody?
Dirty wankers.
No, it doesn't work. The whole point is.
That's what you do when you take them to the tip. You donate it to the tip, and they. Oh, here we go. He's fucking done. He's disappeared.
He's back again.
Is he back? We'll look extreme close ups for me and Dave right at the minute while we're waiting for Fraser to get back on.
The whole point is it didn't work. Is that it? The power, not the power, the video driver died on it.
Right.
So, and I sold it as that. And it is like a pretty simple thing to fix. Well, I say simple, it's like 60, 70 quid. And it's a fucking, it's like top of the range Sony 2018. So it is still worth quite a bit if it works. But I'm not going to fix it. Never going to fix it. Because I've got this one behind me now. So, but yeah, oh, fuck it. I'll just go just take it tip. If I can be bothered to fucking try and get it in the car. But
so, how big is the one you've got to get rid of?
It's a 55 inch, but it's got speakers on the side of it as well.
Oh, fuck me. They're huge.
So, they're massive and heavy. And it's glass, it's not plastic. It's probably about 35 kilos on its own. So,
yes.
I wait until one of my mates come around. Oh, help me with this. Stick this in a car, yeah, totally. Yeah.
I'd do that if I had mates.
Aww.
Well, why don't you know, Harry, why don't you go down and help Dave with it?
Well, it's not just around the corner, is it?
Oh, it's not far.
All right, why don't you come and help him?
No, that is far.
Well, that far.
I can't.
Well, like going to Australia.
I can't lift anything. Hurt my back. All right. Are we done? Yes, done regaling people with our amazing, interesting lives.
Super exciting lives. I'll let you know what my new telly's like next week when I bought it.
Okay, Dave's calling for a pee break.
Is he?
I was trying to be subtle and saying the
just
in the
phrase of calling attention to it now.
Dave needs right, to. Then.
I'm on my like shift or sixth now, so.
Okay. Well, we'll be back shortly.
Okay, we're back.
No.
Nope.
Because you didn't say you were ready. You didn't say you were ready. Okay, we're ready. Okay, we're back.
We're back now?
Yes, we are.
Are they there listening to us?
Well, who knows? Maybe. I haven't actually been looking.
There's imaginary listeners. Okay. Welcome back. Oh, it was a funny thing, the other day. Somebody was saying about recommending the show on YouTube. I was like, great, recommend the show. Until I realized that if you look on YouTube, we like have 4 views per episode on YouTube. I was like, shit, that makes us look really shitty, doesn't it?
I don't know.
That's it. We're so professional, though. Actually, if they watched it,
one that a certain other character appeared on got quite a lot of views for some reason.
You what?
Another guy who came on the show a few weeks ago. That episode got quite a few views. I don't know why.
Who's that? Chinster?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, everybody loves him, don't they?
Yeah.
Including us.
I reckon he was just watching himself.
Yeah, he got all his family.
Every night of his week, he was like, come on, let's do it.
But, I mean, it's difficult to track now, isn't it? I don't know how we track all this stuff. I mean, it's a peek behind the curtain. I mean, like, we host on Podbean, and that's sort of where the main number of feeds we get are, which is seems to be as healthy as it ever has been. But, like, I don't know. There's some YouTube. Somebody says mentioned Spotify. I don't know what happens with that.
Well, it all goes I think anything that's audio-wise gets the plays come through wherever they get it from. It still registers as a
still
Podbean.
Still registers with Podbean, play. Yeah.
Yeah, because that's where it's hosted. So Podbean numbers are, like, obviously what we get podcast-wise, like audio-wise, but I don't know. Twitch and,
and then maybe
YouTube. YouTube is variable on the Twitches and the YouTubes. Depends what people are doing, isn't it? Never know.
Yeah,
Not everyone can turn up live or whatever. Or sometimes I'll leave it on a Friday night and then I come back Sunday and go, bloody hell, loads of people must have watched a bit of this while I've been away 2 days or whatever. Or then times I don't say things like that. So.
Well, apparently some people are listening.
Some people enjoy the show.
Those people.
They're weird, aren't they?
Okay, let's move on to what we've been playing.
The bit where everyone stops listening.
Possibly. I'm going to just start here. I played more of that Temetsi. You know,
have we shown this on the show? Did we show this last week?
You showed it last week, yeah. Yeah, so this is the game.
Are you talking long enough for me to actually get any video up of this?
I think got some. I remember watching some.
It's up to you. I mean, I got a couple of minutes to go on it anyway, but... This is the game that's like Minesweeper. It's on Steam. It only cost me a few dollars, but it is my go-to now. If I just know that I've got like, oh, what else can I play? Like it pretty much goes like this. 10, am I playing Hunt? 20, if 10 equals no, then 30 could go to Temetsi, right? That's pretty much it.
Go back to 10 once.
Is Temetsi over? Go back to 10. Yeah, it's the Minesweeper like clone Hexel sort of thing puzzle game. I mean, I sat with it the other night. Holy fuck. I mean, I know Neil, we like most of the puzzles I've done, I think I'm up to like 23 puzzles done on it now. And I would say most of them have been relatively straightforward or whatever, but there was one in there. Oh, man, I think it took me 2 days. Like, I had to keep coming back to it, right? It was just, I got to go now. I can't look at this anymore. I had to go away, come back. And I like it because it is, I know that the answer is in there somewhere, right? Because they categorically tell you there is no guesswork. Right, everything you need to progress in the puzzles is in front of you. You just need to find out what it is. And yeah, the one, oh man, it was brutal. It was brutal. I'd like to throw it over to you just to see you have a go at it. But then again, you could look at it and just go and see the thing that I couldn't see. You know, you get
well. Actually, I didn't even know. I was completely looking at it the wrong way when you first started playing it. Because right. I was like said before, wasn't it? It was like thinking like atoms and molecules, and it was like, no, that's not how it works at all. It's the complete opposite of that. It's like not how many things are joined to each other. It was like the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the rules are basic, right? The rules are basic. But it's
a bit like fantasy football.
So tell you what, if you want a real puzzle to really scratch your head, go play the World Cup fantasy football. So... anyway, I just thought it was brilliant, right? You know, it was just middle of the week, and it was just something great just to take me out and just like really, I really had to concentrate and figure out what it was. And then, you know, once I finally cracked it, I was really pleased with myself and very relieved to move on to the next puzzle and find out that they weren't getting progressively harder than that one. You know, it was just
throwing a really hard one. Well, is it?
Just I don't even know if it was hard.
Like, get your head around it for some reason.
That's the interesting thing. You know, I could give it, you know, give the puzzle to you. You could look at it and see the thing that I couldn't, you know, I just felt like, it almost felt like I just couldn't see the wood for the trees.
Are they still adding new mechanics into the puzzles?
So far where I am, they've pretty much settled on the mechanic of set amount of bombs in the puzzle. And then it will also give you some colors normally, set amount of colors or whatever. And then sometimes...
do they increase in the number of colors available and things like that? Or is that...
I think it's gone up to 4 so far. Right. But...
so if any more complexity comes, it will probably be increasing numbers of colors and shit, probably.
Yeah, but actually, that doesn't... that almost is better. That almost doesn't increase the complexity because it tells you how many are left of a certain color. So that gives you another avenue for elimination, right? You'll, because it'll show you sometimes on different rows how many bombs are in those rows, or how many bombs are diagonal, or how many bombs are left in the green spaces, or how many bombs are left in the red spaces. So more information is better, as it goes. Anyway, it's brilliant. I love it. I'll keep continuing that until I'm bored. You know, I'll try and make it to the...
we'll never hear of it again on this podcast.
I somehow doubt that. I think I'll still be playing it for another week at least.
Cool.
Should we talk about Hunt and get it done and out of the way?
Well, or, I've played less this week for sure, but I know you haven't.
I've played more. I've been embracing the aggro lifestyle big time this week. I discovered the joy of the shotgun.
So this is the week I should have played more, you're saying?
Yeah, you should be playing with me right now. All I want to do every game is go out and kill people. I don't know what happened to me. I think it's just the fact that I had to play aggro or something for a couple of games, and then I just really embraced it.
Because you've had quests to do, more than likely.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is that sort of quest line. It all started from that. But I think it's also a little bit of the fact that sneaking around and grabbing bounties is...
it's fun for solo, maybe.
It can be fun, but I've noticed that during the week, I'm a bit more hyped up, right?
Get in there and do something.
Yeah.
You've done something.
Yeah, if I'm sneaking a game in midweek, it means like I'm sneaking a game in. I've got limited time, so I want to get at her, right? And I'm just, the shotguns with flechette ammo have just been a game changer for me. So for anybody who doesn't know, some of the guns, you get different ammo types. You have like dum-dum rounds, which make people bleed, incendiary rounds, which set people on fire.
Yeah,
and the flechettes are shotgun shells with like needles in them. So they don't hit as hard as a normal shotgun shell, but they start to make people bleed if you hit them. And I just love it, right? Just you poke around a corner, shoot them once with the flechette. It doesn't do them a lot of damage, but it'll damage them, and then they're bleeding. So now they have that issue. They have that problem, which
you
is
you can't shoot back necessarily, or you know.
Well, if you jump into cover, if you're smart, and I feel like I'm getting smarter in my gunplay too, right? With not peeking the same spots and using cover more wisely, and if you shoot them and make them bleed with something like dumb dumb ammo or flechettes, and you drag the fight on, they can be in trouble, right? And if you hit them again, their bleeding intensifies. And then they can be in real trouble. So I fought a guy the other day. I hit him twice, I think, with the flechettes. And then I jumped out of cover to shoot him. I think I may have hit him with my pistol. And then I ran out of bullets. And I was like, oh, shit. And then he just died in front of me. So he'd obviously been bleeding and just bled out, right, from the flechette.
I think you posted that to YouTube, that video.
Yeah, I posted. There's quite a few videos I've posted this week on my YouTube of little moments where I've been recording them and enjoying them.
We had a game the other day where I'd shot someone with dum-dum ammo with my Springfield rifle, which does quite a bit of damage, because the rifle bullets do, when they're dum-dums, they still do quite a bit of damage, but they also make people bleed. It's only pure damage, but like, I don't know how that flechettes works. I haven't really used shotguns at all. But yeah, I hit someone with my Springfield and they were near you. They'd already shot you, I think. And then the next thing I know, like several seconds later, I just heard them die. And we were both a bit like, what happened there then? It was like, did he just, like, I thought he might have jumped down a big, like, jump, and they didn't realize it was quite high enough and it just did enough damage. Obviously, I'd hit them already. Whether it just did enough damage, and it went till about 10 minutes out. I was like, oh yeah, I used dum-dum rounds on him, so he was probably just like bleeding out, and then he fucking running away, he just died because he was bleeding.
Yeah. Well, see, that's what's great about, see, if you're fighting them with the shotgun on bleeding damage, it's close range, right? So you can hear them. If they suddenly, they can't really heal. You can't, you know, if someone's fighting you with a shotgun, yeah, because you're right up in their grill. They're not going to start, excuse me, do you mind if I just put these bandages on my bleeding arse? anyway, it's just, oh, mate, it's just fucking, I'm just loving it still. I love it.
There's so much to it. It's this very simple concept, really. And like, I say, the environments there's only three maps, but they don't feel tired after hundreds of hours of play. Like, it's not like, oh, I know exactly where I am. I mean, you do kind of know where you are, but you keep finding new things in the environments, and there's loads of little Easter eggs and stuff like that. Like dotted about. Like the other day, like Matt just started laughing, which is not unusual in a game of Hunt. I was like, what are you laughing at? He goes, there's a guy here. I think it's supposed to be what's his name? A fucking box of chocolates guy. What's his name? Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah.
He was sitting on a bench with a box of chocolates.
That's right, yeah.
Dead. He's like a zombie. Dead.
Yeah. But, have you seen the giant pumpkin head yet? Mark pointed that out the other day.
I don't know.
He goes, come and look, there's a giant pumpkin here. There's a giant pumpkin here. And I went around the corner, and there's literally this giant pumpkin hidden behind these rocks. But the other thing is, it's wearing a massive cowboy hat. And I was like, is that not... That didn't stand out to you that he's wearing a massive cowboy hat as well?
Do you remember, like, there was a few years ago, wasn't it? There was weird little prisms that started appearing all around the place, all around the planet, weren't they? There was just like these like columns that are like triangular, in sort of triangular prism type columns that just appeared in random places. There's one in there. One of them in one of the maps.
Oh, is that what they were? Those were a real thing, were they?
They were a thing that just happened for like fucking no. I don't know if anyone actually knows what happened with them, but they were there and then they all got fucking disappeared.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was aliens, by the way.
I think it's some random artists.
Just some pranksters, but yes, but like just global pranksters.
Dave, you're not tempted to come into the Hunt fraternity?
I've bought it twice and refunded.
We know you've bought it twice.
Yeah, but you haven't been in with any of us lot.
No,
we've never played with the gang.
Well, every time I look in, it's like there's a full squad and there's like one or two people on the wings going, "Oh, is anybody else? Like, Is anybody jumping off?
You know, if there's another player ready to play, then you can have like two lots going or whatever.
I
like
don't twos, know. I
one
don't
solos.
Know.
It's all right on your own, but it's better with twos and threes.
I don't know. I get paid on the 28th, so maybe if it's still on sale, I might buy the
sales on to the 29th.
Mm. As far as I can work out, it goes on sale every month, I think.
Right.
If you buy the bundles, there's always a new bundle. Like, it seems like every fucking week they bang a new bundle out, and they're pretty cheap usually. You get a couple of hunters and like the game bundled in. I bought two more hunters this week.
Did you?
So, yeah. Gary posted in the Discord about it being on sale, and I was like, "Oh, there's loads of DLCs on sale." I was like, "Uh-oh, am I going to be buying more hunters this week?" Then he's like, "Yep." About 2 hours later, I went, "Oh, that cold-blooded one is in a bundle with this other guy. These other two guys, in fact, for like £5." So I'll be buying that then. So yeah, I've got loads of legendary hunters now.
Nice.
Yeah. So what's the deal with a legendary hunter? What's the point?
I've sat there with a fucking YouTube screen stuck in ages on the Discord, on the Twitch. Basically, a legendary hunter, they are basically a skin for the characters. There's free and paid. You pay with like game currency for a hunter. You have to have a hunter to play the game.
Yes.
So either you get a free one or you pay some hunt dollars.
Yeah. And the free ones have like
no traits, no traits, skills.
Yeah.
Basic weapons.
Crappy guns, probably. Yeah.
Maybe a couple of grenades or something or other. It's just completely random what you get, basically.
Right.
And then. If you buy the DLCs, which are all cosmetic, you get these legendary hunters, and they come. They're basically just a skin for your character. So you can always pick a character that looks the same. And then when you pick them, you pay 200 hunt dollars in game, which is pretty cheap. And they come with three random traits. So you'll start like the traits can be super powerful. Like you can get three traits at the beginning can be absolute dog shit or fucking brilliant, depending on what they are. But it's completely random what you get, and you're only paying 200 hunt dollars. You don't get any weapons with them or anything if you do that. Like, whereas if you take, you always get an option after every game, you go to recruit a hunter, you can get a free one, like I say, with all sorts of random shit, or there's three other options that you can pay some hunt dollars for, and they, depending on how long you've played, what level you've got to overall, there'll be like a tier 1 or a tier 2 or a tier 3. And the higher up those tiers are, the more expensive they are. But also, they'll come with traits, more traits if they're a tier 3, and they'll come with better guns and better tools and better consumables. But it's still random. But there'll be higher levels of stuff.
Got that, so, Dave? Because there's going to be a test at the end.
Did I explain that well enough? I don't know.
And I guess you can like chop and change the weapons. So if you get a, like, if you choose one, but they come
you
with...
You can pick
like
a hunter with guns and then just go, I don't want any of them guns. And but those guns will just go into your pool of like reserves.
Yeah.
And then you can buy new weapons for each one. But if you buy a weapon, you have to buy a weapon. And some of them, basically, they rebalanced the game a little while ago to try and change things up, because basically there was like a primary loadout for all the high-level players where like... It was like a large ammo rifle, probably a Mosin, and then the Caldwell conversion uppercut pistol, because it was quite cheap and they used the same ammo pool, so you got loads of ammo for both guns.
Yeah.
And the Caldwell conversion uppercut pistol for a pistol or a revolver does a fucking load of damage because it uses a big ammo.
Right.
But now what they did, I think they pretty much doubled the price of that gun. Probably might have even been more than that. So they've made that loadout less appealing because it's now costs fucking twice as much as it did. So if you die, you've lost more money. You've lost twice as much money as you did. But I mean, like, even though there are not paid in terms of real dollar, but game money, you earn your game currency as you play. You'll earn it anyway.
And you find money around the world too.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
So cash can become a problem, but you can just, like, if you're, you just take the free hunter for fucking 5 or 6 games in a row. And even if you die, you've not lost anything. But you will gain some money during those 5 or 6 games. Might not be a lot, might be loads, depends on what happens. But yeah, it's just
the economy is very interesting. I mean, this week if I need a hunter, the first thing I do is I look at the free hunter and the hunters that cost money, and I see if any of those are appealing, because I'm looking for trait, you know, if they have 1 or 2 traits and 1 or 2 decent guns, then I'll buy them. Because any of the guns that you don't use, you can resell and get some money back. And plus, it's nice to run somebody out with some traits that you want at the start. If there's nobody available who fits that bill, then I'll just buy a legendary hunter and just see. And you're sort of rolling the dice on what you're going to get from them. But
you do get 3 traits. And sometimes those 3 traits, you're like, fucking results. I've got 3 really good traits to start with.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but... Yeah, but there's a lot of variety to it. Yeah, yeah. You can play on your own and probably have a good time if you're willing to. Like, you just have to be in that mindset, like, it doesn't matter if I die. Like, when you first start playing, because it's permadeath, inverted commas, like, when you lose everything if you die. And when you're on your own, if you're dead, that's it. The game's over.
Yeah.
But when there's 2 or 3 of you, you might die, but someone might be able to get you back up and you might not lose everything.
But, like Matt with you the other day, but you'd fucked off somewhere.
I fell asleep. So I was like, I'm not shit talk, Matt, but we were in a duo the other day and I was streaming it and Dave was watching, and I'd had a few beers. It was Wednesday night, wasn't it? Because it was my first night off work. So it can go either way on a Wednesday night for me. I might be tired. A few beers. I'd been down the quiz night on the pub. I had quite a few beers.
You were. Proper hoiled.
And I died. I was like, because he's a 4-star as well, he dragged in a load of other fucking higher level players, I think, and I just literally got pinged in my head straight away, 1 shot. I was like, for fuck's sake. So there I was just waiting, and when you die, the first thing you see is like your death screen, and it tells you how far away your partner is, and it was just like 177 meters or something. I was like, okay, I guess I'm in for a little wait for something at least to happen. So I think I just like limped back in my chair. The next thing I know, it was about 3 o'clock in the morning.
This is after me and Matt were like, Neil.
Well, I came back because I'd been with you guys earlier, and I came back and there was just this, you're still streaming, but it was just this blank screen saying you died to the end of, because the timer had ran out or something like that. He must have fallen asleep here. So, well, Hunt continues to give us entertainment as per usual, so let's not dwell on that before we drive everybody nuts. Who wants to go next?
So Dave? Neil's got some stuff. I'll finish it off.
Okay.
Okay. Right. This week I've played less Hunt because I've been playing another game that I bought some DLC for. I've been playing some Destiny 2, but still haven't actually made that much progress through the campaign of Destiny 2 Witch Queen, despite the thing that being what I paid for. I've been, in the way of Destiny, it's a mini MMO. I don't know. It's not really an MMO. I don't know. I have to describe Destiny 2. But
piece of shit.
It's not a piece of shit. You might think that. But there's a lot of different things to do in the game. And I've been playing, last week it was Iron Banner, which is like a seasonal PvP event. So I played a bit of that. Got some rewards from that.
You did alright.
Then No, you're not really.
Oh, right.
I did enough. It's right. It's one of those events where your power level matters.
Yes.
I don't know what they're going to do going forward. But power level is up for debate, whether it's actually a useful thing in the game or not, I think. But then I just kind of... Every week you have all these rewards available to you. So by participating in all these different things, you will get rewards that boost your power levels up.
Right.
And I get a little bit addicted to basically getting higher leveled before I do anything else. So I played like Iron Banner. It's a power level event. So sometimes you feel like you're getting beat by people who may not be as good as you, but they've just got a higher power level because they've played longer. Or there's other games where you're just getting absolutely smoked and it's just like, fucking hell, I just know I'm just not good enough at this game anymore.
But you you play with a controller on a PC, so...
No. I'm playing mouse and keyboard.
Are you playing mouse and keyboard now?
Yeah, playing mouse and keyboard on Destiny. But sometimes I wonder whether I might do better playing a controller.
Why?
Because there's a bit of aim assist with the controllers.
Mm.
But I was playing a game yesterday. Just standard player versus player where power doesn't matter. So the weapons matter. Because, I mean, that is a key in Destiny, is the different weapons do make quite a big difference to how good, all the shotguns are not equal, and all the revolvers are not equal, hand cannons, whatever you want to call them. So there are definitely ones that are better than others.
Yeah.
And within those submachine guns, there might be different variants of each machine gun with different perks that come, which might be better than others. So last night, I spent fucking loads of time on one of the third-party websites. Fucking hell, what's it called? Anyway, whatever it is, one of the third-party things uses the API, goes in, and it assesses all of the roles that you've got on all your guns, and it rates them from F to S. So
right.
S rank being the best.
Right.
So I went through, and I had
some internal logic about what perks from
what combinations together may make a weapon better. So, I mean, there's fucking tons of depth, and that's just the guns. So there's all sorts of fucking mechanics going on behind the scenes that people don't potentially even know about with this game. They don't hide it exactly, but you do have to have these third party apps to help. It's not an app, it's just a web page, basically.
Yeah.
So did a load of that and cleared out a load of guns out of my fucking vault, which is like you get 600 slots in your vault, and I have something like 500, and I've got it down to about 400 now, which is like spaces for armor and guns. But I tried to get down all my variants, so I only had one good version of each gun, or the best version of each gun that I could get, which cuts down a ton of the bollocks that I've just had sitting around for ages. So it's housekeeping. There's loads of housekeeping to do. If you like busy work, Destiny's fucking great because there's loads of busy work to do. Like, even when you're not playing, you can go on a website and go, just mark that for rubbish and get rid of that later when I sign in. You can always be doing something. But yeah, I just played a load of the stuff with trying to finish bounties and trying to finish the rewards this week. And I've done a few of them. There's some I don't do every week because... like you need to do raids and stuff like that, and I'm like, that involves talking to other people who I don't know.
I'm playing with randos.
You have to, you know, pass a fucking test to get into a fucking clan or whatever. I'm not in a clan at the minute. So I haven't done any raids or anything like that, but I have played a shitload of strikes and loads of PvP. There's multiple modes to the PvP. I do like PvP, but like I say, sometimes I just get absolutely fucking smoked. Because there was one guy who was fucking just headshotting me constantly. I was like, I swear this guy's cheating. It's fucking just ridiculous. Every time I walk around the corner, he's just like unloads about fucking 15 rounds into my face and I'm dead every time before I even fucking see him. I was like, what the hell? But there's other games where I'm absolutely bossing it and loving it. So, yeah. There's no game I think I've played that much. Like, Hunt is close, I guess, in terms of the variety of... like, that's a very simple game, effectively. Basically. But there's only one mode. And they're like... well, there's more than one mode. But there's only one main mode to play with other people. And that's fun. But this game has got co-op. I can play the whole game on my own. Or as I... play with other people in a team. Sometimes you get in a team and everyone just knows what they're doing and you're like, we're just running around together and everyone sticks together and it's great. And there's other times you get into a game and everyone's just like playing Call of Duty and they're just running around on their own and fucking like you can do that. You can play COD style PvP in Destiny. There's game modes for that, and there's other game modes where you need to be a little bit more cagey and just not rush in and fucking, like, if you're getting hit, you know, the best thing you can do is fucking get around a corner and survive, because there's limited life pool games, or you need to survive. There's literally a game called Elimination where if you get knocked down, someone can revive you, but, and then you can come back, and it's 3v3, and you don't ever have a limited life pool. You can just unlimited revives. But so if you run around as a three in that game mode, and other people are running around just on their own, you're guaranteed basically to win, because they'll just, you'll just 3v1 just doesn't work for the one ever. Yeah. Unless you are three particularly shit players. So, I don't know. I'm still enjoying what I do play. There's times that I'm fucking swearing.
You've been playing loads. I have to keep calling you to come and play Hunt because you're playing Destiny.
Well, I feel, like I say, I wanted to make progress on the campaign. I've done about two missions out of the campaign. And apparently this is the longest fucking campaign they've done in this good fucking 12 hours. And I've, like, I've done about three missions in, like, 2 months.
It's because some git keeps on calling you.
Yeah. Because I got addicted to another game at the same time. But I still love it. And it would be fun. It's definitely, like, it's difficult to get into, I think, now. If you've not played it from the beginning, it's difficult to get into, for sure. But it is fun when you do get into it and you start to get into the nitty gritty of, like, say, of, like, this submachine gun is exactly the same as this other submachine gun, but this one is fucking way better than that one and all that sort of shit. So I love all that stuff. But it ain't for everyone, for sure. And it is, like, they've made it quite hard to get into because they've binned off the original story and all that sort of stuff. But supposedly, in 2023, they're going to do something about the new player experience to make it more welcoming and easier to get to grips with. So I don't know how they're going to do that.
They're
going to
call it Destiny 3.
Yeah, no, they've called it Destiny 2 Lightfall because they've already got it. It's all, I've already paid for it. So
they'll just have, like, a two-hour CGI film.
But there's a whole new... There's always new stuff coming. Like, there's
that's a
whole
good
new...
point, though, isn't it? I mean, like... There's me, say there's someone like me. I like shooting games. I liked Halo in the past. I don't really like Destiny, to be honest. How do you get me to come back and take a look at Destiny? Not by calling it, not by it being Destiny, this ongoing thing. I'm not coming back to the game that's, like, they would have to do something pretty major. It would have to be a major overhaul. I think it would have to almost be like a rebranding, right? To get
well, I think they fucked up because when they did Beyond Light, they introduced a whole new class and everything like that, and that was the time they should have just... They might as well have just fucking called it Destiny 3 because they changed... Like I said, they binned a load of shit off. That was the thing, where they should have called it Destiny 3 because they got rid of some of the content from Destiny 2. Yeah. So if they'd have just gone, it's now Destiny 3, and it had a new introductory campaign and everything, then they probably could have got away with fucking getting rid of a load of the old stuff. But because they just carried on calling it Destiny 2... and binned a load of the old stuff off. And, like, the original campaign, you can't play the original campaign for Destiny 2. It's not there. No. Not all the locations are there. So they fucked. That's why they should have just gone, no, it's Destiny 3 now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But, yeah. I don't know. They're in a rock and a hard place, I think, so.
But I mean, maybe that is the rock and the hard place for games as a service, right? Is once people are out and not coming back, you have to work really hard on how are you going to keep that player base up, right? How are you going to keep people?
Well, maybe they call it Destiny 3 now, and then they just do what the game is now, and then, like, if you want to go back and play Destiny 2, it is all the old content.
Well, you can still play Destiny 1.
Yeah, I know.
All the old stuff for Destiny 1. I don't know what they were thinking when they did
Destiny
that, really.
3. All the old content for Destiny 2 is Destiny 2, and now Destiny 3 is... They have said
going forward, they're not going to do that again. They've said that anything that's here now will be here going forward as long as it's Destiny 2. So they're not going to just fucking decide to get rid of a load of shit. So you can buy stuff and go, at least I know it's not going to go away until they called it Destiny 3.
It's a really good idea for them to do it and go, oh, everybody wants, oh, I really want to play the old stuff. And even people that have bought Destiny 2, that's now Destiny 3, they'll buy Destiny 2 again. OG version and to have access to the content and it might be just, well, it doesn't sound like it's a long play, but it's definitely a thing that they could do to get more money for the same content I've already released.
I just think, I don't know if they need to do something like that, but they fucked up when they did that, basically. That fucking pissed a load of people off. It made it really difficult to come into the game.
Well, it must have if they said, yeah, we won't do that again.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll still be playing a load more of that. All right, okay. I'm not showing a video for the next game I talk to because it's just a massive spoilers. If I'm going to talk about that game, I played a game and finished a game in one sitting this week. It's on Game Pass. It's called Somerville. S-O-M-E-R-ville.
Somerville.
So this game, if you liked Inside and Limbo,
the walking simulator, like this game.
They're not
walking. Oh, no, Limbo. No, no, 2D action.
They're not. Right, okay. So one of the guys that started this game started that company, Playdead. He started that company with the other guy, whoever it was.
Right.
So one of these guys is involved in this game, Somerville, and the other person, the main two main people, one of them's like an animator, artist type guy.
Right.
Who works in like movie animation. I can't remember his name. I can't remember either of the names, but that's where the deal is that comes from this. So there's the game starts. Well, I'll tell you what happens at the beginning, and that's it.
Voila.
Basically, what appears to be an alien invasion happens at the very beginning of the game, and then you play through the aftermath of this invasion.
Right.
So
kind of post-apocalyptic style.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say a bit. It's not quite apocalyptic because there's still like it's a bit like abandoned cars shit and all that stuff. But it's difficult. I'm trying to not fucking spoil anything. It's difficult to talk about it without spoiling. So it's just really fucking nice looking, like super real nice. The big difference between this and the Playdead games is it's not just a 2D side scroller. We don't just go right all the time or left occasionally. You can move around like a 3D environment largely, but it's definitely in that vein of game of like Limbo and Inside. It's all about playing through it yourself. Really. Like I say, it took about 4 hours, I reckon, to just play through the whole thing.
Am intrigued.
Good.
So what are you playing on this one, Neil?
I played it on PC. Because it's on Game Pass.
Through Steam. Oh, Game Pass.
PC Game Pass.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how much. I don't even know if you can buy the game. I think it's only on Game Pass at the minute. I think at the moment.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say it's worth playing. You might not like it. You might like it. It's difficult to tell. But I enjoyed it overall, I will say.
All right. Well, if you are not going to spoil it, then right. I am Gakka going
Gakka J1
is
saying he's more than interested, but here it's got bad controls. I don't think I had too many problems with the controls, to be fair. It's basically you've got to solve some relatively simple puzzles throughout the game.
Spoiler.
That's not a spoiler. Saying you have to solve some fucking puzzles. I'm not telling you how to do them. Some of them are harder than others, they are.
You can buy it on Xbox Game Pass, or you can buy it on Steam.
You can buy it on Steam. How much is it on Steam?
£22.49.
Okay, that's quite a lot of money.
It is quite a lot
of money for 4 hours.
But if you've got Game Pass, just fucking have a go. Like you'll know within an hour.
Yeah. How long to beat is 3 hours main story, 4 hours for main.
It depends how clever you are. Guess with some of it, with puzzles. Like some, there's definitely a couple of times I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here. But then it wasn't that fucking difficult, really. Similar to like I say, if you played Inside or Limbo, I played using. My PS5 controller, but I can't imagine the type of controller you would use would make any difference, Gakka. I liked it. It's science fiction, a bit fucking crazy. But it's not going to be for everyone.
I'll get that downloaded. Yeah,
if you liked, if you liked Inside or Limbo, I think you might like it.
I saw it and I hovered over it and I looked at
it. It's really fucking cool looking. It's really cool looking.
For some reason, the description put me off because I didn't download it the other day. So I'll have to go back and just get at her.
Yeah. I mean, you should just watch a video maybe of like, or a trailer. Like, the, well, I wouldn't watch any gameplay.
Yeah, there's no point. You probably just fire it up and play it.
Just watch the trailer for the game because they obviously wouldn't have fucking spoiled their own game. And you'll probably like say, I think the art style is really
fresh.
Nice.
I'm going to go in fresh. It's got Neil's stamp of approval, seal of approval.
It's not going to be
the seal of approval.
What's
that?
That was a trombone.
Oh, I thought it was a seal.
I couldn't do it.
Seal playing a trombone.
Yeah. Yeah, so what was I going to say? I can't fucking remember now. But yeah, decent. Not going to be game of the year, but worth playing for 3 or 4 hours. Yes.
Perfect.
Most definitely.
Okay. That's Somerville.
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 Okay. Anything else?
That, I think, is it for me. I can't remember anything I've played.
Well, one game we played together.
Oh, we did, didn't we? That was awesome.
Modern Warfare 2. Yeah, we played the, can't remember what it's called. Extractor.
DMZ.
DMZ.
I saw somebody mention DMZ, but I didn't know what it is. I didn't know what it was, right?
So, DMZ.
Demilitarized Zone, isn't it?
DMZ is, it's a massively multiplayer map. So it's the actual Warzone map, but you go in as teams of three, or teams of one, two, or three, depending on if you want to just have a party of one or two. And you complete missions, and there are NPCs, so it's, and also other players of
PvPvE.
PvPvE. So there's, I think there's another 10 or 15 teams go in, so possibly up to like 50 players in this map, all completing and trying to extract from the same places. There's only a limited amount of places that you can like get out of the map and complete your missions and get your rewards for being in the map and finding the bits that you want. And the money to take out to buy weapons and various other things from this DMZ.
It's like Tarkov Light.
Basically. It's Tarkov Light, yeah. So I haven't played Tarkov, but I've seen people playing on it. It's the same map. A lot of people go into the same map. A lot of people are trying to complete the same things. There's NPCs, but it's Call of Duty-fied. So there's different vehicles. I'd actually say it's kind of like Battlefield filed because there is, I've actually seen players with in APCs or attack helicopters and stuff like that. They're very rare. I don't know exactly how you get to them or get them. I don't know if they're static to where they spawn and people rush to them, or you have to complete missions to get that as a reward. But I've been playing that quite a lot. Going in, I find it, I've played a couple of games of Warzone. I don't like, I'm not a fan of Warzone, especially going in on it as my own. But going into the DMZ with a team of me and two others works a lot easier. I don't know why. I don't know. Warzone, I think, even if you're going as a team, it's like a battlegrounds. If you're going as a team of randos being randos, they'll just bugger off and do whatever they want. But in DMZ, I think people are a bit more want to play as a team.
Do you actually communicate verbally with anyone?
Yeah.
Or are you just
Ringing? Yeah, I've gone into teams before where,
you're brave.
I have been in a team before where it's just like,
what's it feel like being like the dad of the group?
I'm not always. Doesn't always seem like I'm the dad of the group. That most of the time, I feel like I am the person bringing the team together.
Everyone else.
So, like, I'm calling the shots, which is quite weird because I'm not normally the person that would call the shots in real world. But I think, I don't know, people, maybe I sound older. I don't know. I'm not sure if I do sound older, but
you sound like, what's his face? Stone Mountain when you're playing DMZ. saying, so, yeah, sir.
So it's cool. It's I really like that mode. I also still play a lot of the multiplayer. And
just
I like
standard multiplayer.
It's just standard multiplayer.
Yeah.
It's as I said before, it's so mindless. It's literally just spawn, shoot.
You know what you're getting, right?
Yeah.
It's condensed hardcore shooter for
yeah, exactly. Minute. Like, yeah, like I can play that for a couple of hours. It's like, it's just me at the moment. I'm just enjoying the thoughtlessness of.
It's almost arcadey, right?
Yeah, exactly. And whether I get 30 kills and 10 deaths, or if I get like 10 kills and 30 deaths, I really don't care because like I might just be working towards like one.
Yeah, there's no
specific weapon type. It's like
penalty for losing, really, is there?
No,
it's just an annoyance, if anything. You know, like,
yeah, it's not even an annoyance.
What I love is that you can drive a Ford Escort in this game. apparently.
Yeah. There is a GMC. Is it GMC?
There's a Hummer.
There's a Hummer. There's an electric Hummer, which is the ultimate killing machine because it doesn't make a noise.
Oh, nice.
And you basically go around and.
But there is an Escort, like an old XR3i style. Or it might be a 1.6 gear or something fancy. But it's definitely an Escort.
But no, there's a GMC electric Hummer, which is what I've seen and read about is the ultimate killing machine because you just drive around and run people over, and it's silent. Nice. So like normally you'd hear vehicles coming towards you and you jump and get behind cover and stuff like that. No, with these electric vehicles, nope, they are coming for you. They've tasted blood. so yeah, it's Modern Warfare 2. It's a heck of a game.
So you think it's worth buying?
I don't know. Probably.
How much of what you are playing, like all the stuff that you talk, all the different game modes you've just talked about, how many of those would you not have access to if you hadn't bought the game?
So you wouldn't have the multiplayer. I've played a little bit of the campaign, and the campaign's pretty good, but I haven't continued with it. I probably will do it at some point, but the free bits, the bits that you can play without paying anything is the DMZ and the Warzone.
Oh, so you can play DMZ for
it. Yeah, you can.
That's how I played it.
And it's great. Like, yeah, it's if you're not into it, if you're not into the story or the multiplayer and you just wanted to jump on, play that. It's a fantastic addition to the game. There is things that you don't have access to. Like you won't have access to some of the weapons, some of the loadouts because you haven't had a chance to upgrade or
unless you've played an absolute shitload of Warzone.
Because you haven't had a chance to put £70 in Activision's pocket.
It's not that expensive. If you buy it on Steam, it's not that.
No. But it's but I do enjoy the multiplayer. That's part of the game that I actually do enjoy quite a lot. So not only am I doing the DMZs, I do play a lot of the multiplayer. So up on the pairs, like it, no, don't like it. But I think the DMZ is the thing to play Modern Warfare 2 for now. But that's just me.
You can download it then, Fraze. We can all get on the DM. How many is maximum on DMZ?
It's three players.
So it's a bit like Hunt then.
It's a bit like Hunt, yeah. So if you can't get in Hunt, Fraze, we'll jump on.
It's like Modern Warfare Hunt.
It's funny you say that because I was thinking about when you were talking about Destiny, I was starting to think about different game modes and things like that. And this is, again, interesting that you've got this sort of DMZ, which is sort of like Tarkov. You know, Warzone, of course, is like PUBG, that Battle Royale stuff. Were we not supposed to get a Halo Battle Royale? Did they ever talk about that?
I think someone's working on it, isn't there? Some third-party company is working
random
on
modder.
Battle Royale. It's not a random... Wait, I'm not being funny. If we're Forge, someone's probably made one in Forge already. I just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
But that Forge stuff is fucking bonkers. Stuff you can make in the game engine. Like I said last time, we talked about it. It was just sad that it wasn't there at launch. Cause...
Yeah, I need someone to curate that and just tell me what I need to go look at. So that's...
I haven't been back on, to be honest.
No.
But it's a shame, because I was enjoying them, my Halo times. And then they changed me. They got me into cloud streaming Fortnite for my daily rewards instead of playing Halo. And then I can't be asked to play Halo anymore. So they fucked themselves there, didn't they, at Microsoft? Because I was playing Halo every day just to get my 100 points.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it? That's funny.
And then it was just like, you know what, it's quite easy to just load fucking Fortnite on my phone for like 2 minutes that it needs to click that thing and then just close the browser window without actually doing anything. So.
What else you got then, Dave?
So, I was going to talk about two other games that I wanted to play but haven't actually played through various things and Modern Warfare taking up my time. One of the things I was going to play was Battlefield 2042, because Neil told me to download it and was going to play it, but he fell asleep. So Battlefield 2042 is on Game Pass, PC.
EA Play.
EA Play, at the moment. As long as, along with... Bad Company 2, which is a fucking fantastic game.
Everybody's favourite, isn't it?
I never played those Bad Companies.
Bad Companies are excellent.
I played it recently and it's like, yeah, I get why people liked it, but it looks like shit nowadays. Sorry.
Really? Okay. I would have thought it still held up. But...
It's just fucking... I mean, it's like fucking nearly 20 years old or whatever.
No.
It's six, proper old.
Seven.
It's not just six.
Not six or seven, mate.
Is it not?
Two consoles.
Xbox 360 was launched in 2005. Remember, it wasn't that long after that.
Oh God, I'm old, aren't I?
10 years. It's got to be more than 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's not so good now. Okay. My memory of it. I'm definitely not going to download and play it. Because
people speak highly of that title.
It will ruin my memory if I do play it.
Yeah, don't go back. Old game is old.
Along with all the other really good Battlefield games, 3,
it's
4.
Got all the Battlefields on there now, I think.
Hardline.
Every single one. Yeah, Hardline. Get on that. Fancy some Tops and Robbers. I fucking love that multiplayer. It was so good.
I will jump onto 2042 at some point. Because that's the only real sort of Battlefield game I haven't
that
played.
Hasn't got a Warzone-y type mode, has it? Because they had that thing in 5?
Yeah, it wasn't
Well, the thing is, you had shit guns, because it was World War whatever, 2.
Yeah. The other game I've downloaded, I really wanted to play, but didn't get a chance to play, was Dune Spice Force.
Oh, yes. This definitely looks like right up your street.
Which
it's got Dave written all over it, hasn't it?
Spice Wars.
It's a what do you call it? What's the
RTS or is it?
Yeah, real time strategy game. Yeah.
Yep.
And I like Dune.
That's your category.
I don't know. I don't play a huge amount of real time strategy games.
Yeah, but I mean, in relation to I've dropped my mic.
Yeah.
In relation to how much we play.
Yeah,
RTSs. Okay. Do we play any RTSs? I don't even think any of us.
Last time I played an RTS, but I actually went, "Oh, I kind of like this," rather than like, "I am shit at this."
I definitely remember playing the original Dune game. I think it was on Amiga. Amiga or an Atari ST. I can't remember what that was, but that was a fantastic real-time strategy game. So yeah, obviously this new one is new. It's when was it released? Early this year. But like looking at it, I think it follows the film that's just been released.
Yeah.
This year and last year.
It definitely has that kind of aesthetic over it. Yeah. Like, it's definitely got the new movie aesthetic going on. Yeah.
And you can play as a couple of different factions and stuff like that. So I've seen a few people playing it on Twitch. It looks really interesting. And yeah, I've really wanted to pick that up. I've downloaded it, not had a chance to play it. But from what I've seen, and people that
can we expect to stream, Dave?
I can't see why not. I can't. I'll probably do like the first hour or two. But I've just got to schedule in some time. Obviously around everybody in the house and everything else that's going on. But yeah, I can see me enjoying it, and like, yeah, it's one of them. It's a couple of hours. Let's see if I like it. If I don't, fuck it off. If I do, I'll probably.
That's the joy of Game Pass.
Yeah, that's it. You know, play some games.
And also the problem with Game Pass.
Yeah, because you don't invest your time because you haven't.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't actually pay money for this, so fuck it or whatever.
Yeah.
I re-downloaded that puzzle one, Neil.
Opus Magnum.
Opus Magnum, yeah.
Yeah, I really need to go back and fucking get on with finishing that. Because I was liking it, but I just hit a bit of a wall with it.
So I need to go back and commit myself to
getting your brain in gear. I think what I've got to do is I've still got it installed, and I think what I've got to do is literally just go, just fuck off, like trying to min-max
be
it.
Be fancy, yeah.
Just do it.
Just make it done.
If it does start to pop me
after, you want to finesse it afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, but don't yeah finagle.
Because there's no punishment. There's no failure for spending a fucking ton of time or money doing it.
No.
It's just, it's like you look at the end and go, didn't do as well as like 90% of players. Guess I want to do that again.
Yeah. So I think that's what I'd do. Just fuck that off. And then if I do want to sort of
solve it first, then refine potentially if you can be asked. That's where I got to. I was just like, I started off the last one I was doing. I had this nice, neat little puzzle. And I was like, this far away, hair's breadth. Fat here from getting it right, and it wasn't quite working, and I was just like, I've spent all that time making it nice and neat to try and do this like cute puzzle and get it done and make a nice gif at the end of it, but no, I was like, fucking just gonna have to make it look like shit just to fucking make it work, but at least it'll work.
So we could hear more from that.
I can't see maybe.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're going to call that as the end of the show before we waffle on and add on too much more time. Dave, do you want to do your bit?
I'll do my bit. Hang on. Just got to move it in front of the camera. So I'm looking at the camera while I'm talking. professional.
Consummate professional. Did you get a new light in your...
I think he's just got a nice bright screen on.
It's my phone.
No.
It's my new phone.
I thought you had the stream on your main screen, so it's like an orange glow.
Oh, it's like my new phone. I thought, I've actually put some like actual light on my face and not just...
He's actually just put his torch on his phone.
Yeah. Nice.
Mate, seriously, Dave is trying. Fraser's obviously not. That's all I'm saying.
So, sorry. Right. Thank you for listening to the Civil Podcast. If you'd like to ask us questions or get involved, please contact us either on Twitter at Civil Podcast. Twitter's still a thing at the moment, apparently. Email us at civilpodcast@gmail.com or join us on our Discord server. A link is pinned on Twitter and somewhere else. Discord, I think. We have YouTube and Twitch channels. Sorry. We have Twitch and YouTube channels, which we upload and stream to regularly. Neil? Shout out to the chap.
Gaka J1 is in the chat has been there most of the night. Thank you for joining. And yep. MintSafe has said hello first thing. I think that's about the only chatters. If you've lurked, I have not noticed that, but thanks for joining anyway.
Yeah, I've got a new light. What do you reckon of that?
Razors. Oh, I'll turn it off.
Okay. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Neil. It's good to see you as usual.
Indeed.
Been a pleasure.
That's it. Then we shall catch up with you guys again. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
See you later.
Thanks, guys.